You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host once again. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters around the world. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I must wonder whether any ears are upon listening to this message at all. I have to wonder if you're out there feasting a feast that is not anything to do with your people. I have to wonder if you're feasting on pig. I have to wonder if you have spent 40 days of Lent. And what that is 40 days that you are mourning the life of Tammuz, or the death of Tammuz. He was 40 years old, and he was killed by a wild boar. He wasn't a good hunter like his daddy-o. So Tammuz was 40 years old, and he was killed by a wild boar. And so you can see why Lent is 40 days long in the pagan religion. And you can also see it's a form of revenge by eating the pig which killed Tammuz. But dear listener, it's only revenge on yourself, because you're disobeying Yahweh's laws. This holiday has nothing to do with you. It's not an Israelite holiday. It's a pagan holiday. However, let's move along. So I may be speaking out to nobody today. However, this message will reach the ears of those whom Yahweh wishes it to. The title of this message is Jewish Questions Answered. Now, before I get into it, I have a few tidbits here. I began to think on the skull and bones. For a long time, I've thought about it. And the reason for the number 322. Now, as we know, the Skull and Bones is a secret organization. It's filled with many Jews and some Shabbos Goy. Its practices are insane. However, its purposes are also insane. I'm going to tell you what I think 322 means. Now, you know that the Jew, John Kerry, who pretends to be an Irish Catholic, which is very amusing. He looks more like Frankenstein, you know. And he was a member of Skull and Bones. And when he was asked by that fellow on the show there, I forget the interviewer's name, but consequently, shortly after he interviewed both Bush and Kerry, he mysteriously died within I don't know if it was a couple of months or whatever it was, a short span of time. Now, he asked both the Jew George Bush Jr., the knucklehead, he asked them both about being in Skull and Bones, and they both laughed it off and said it's too secret to tell. But I think we will reveal it right here. Praise be to Yahweh. What makes me think of this from time to time is I may look at the clock and it says 3:22. Sometimes you look at the clock and it says 9:11. There is a relation there that you can certainly see. However, you do know that 6 is the number for man, correct? Well, you do know the number 12 is for Jacob. You do know the number 66 stands for government, don't you? And you know that 666 is the number of the beast. Well, 3 times 2 is 6 times 2 is 12. Jacob. Three times 22 is 66. Government. So what I'm telling you is you see a skull and bones, which represents death. Death to whom? Jacob. How is it to be carried out? Through the government. Is John Kerry a member of the government? We know that there's only a certain amount, I believe it's 15 each year, that actually have membership in Skull and Bones. Some of them end up in corporations which also work with 66, the government. Okay? And then we see George W. Bush Jr. Senior was in it as well. Is it not amazing that two of these people made it to president and one to the next level over, which is Secretary of State? And that each of these Jewish traitors have put in laws and destroyed many of our people, many of the seed of Jacob, through 66, the government, and through allegiances with the corporations. George Bush Sr., for one, put in the Noahide laws with the rabbis, but he's a Jew, and it's been proven that the Bush family are Jews. It also has been talked about that Mother Bush, who seems to be some kind of a spellcaster with her hands and other things, has some kind of a relationship to Aleister Crowley, and that either participated in some of his rituals or is actually directly related to 666, the beast, as he was known. So I think you understand what Skull and Bones is. It's a secret organization. that is seeking the destruction of the seed line of Jacob, or the true Israel, and that it will be done through the government. Now, this goes for all the other governments in the world, too. Okay? This was put in by Russell, another big name. That's his last name. This is another big, supposedly, they call it Illuminati name. I think we understand this Skull and Bones much better now, don't we? We see what John Kerry has been up to, and we know that he's a destroyer as well. He's a liar, and he's not an Irishman, and he's not a Catholic. Oh, he's a Babylonian, yes. But anyway, that's enough of that. Think about it for a while. Okay, I have another interesting quote here by a man named Frank Church. He says, in examining the CIA's past and present use of the U.S. media, the committee finds two reasons for concern. The first is the potential inherent in covert media operations for manipulating or incidentally misleading the American public. So these covert operations, these false flag things that you see, remember that the CIA is run by the Jews. They wish to know they are the ones that brought Big Brother forward so that they could assist their father in becoming omniscient and omnipotent. So the intelligence organizations are there, and they use their own media to manipulate the public into believing things that are true and to believing lies, things that are untrue, for a multitude of reasons. But as we know, the media, who is controlled by the Jews, almost completely outright, 96% of all media is in the hands of controls of six Jews. So deception. So what it is again, I will keep reminding you that the devil and his children manipulate you by your feelings. Your feelings about news stories. Your feelings about this or that. Your feelings about stories that aren't true that were told. Like, for instance, when we were going to go after Iraq, there was a young woman that got up and she said, and they threw the babies, they took the babies out of the incubator and they threw them on the floor. No, they didn't do that. The purpose of that is the same thing as it was way back when they were trying to get us to go to war in World War II. One and two. They said that the Germans would throw babies up in the air and catch them on their bayonets. But do you know who really did that? The Jews in the Russian Holocaust. That's who did that. Not Germans. No Germans did that. No Germans would do something like that. The Germans were a respectable people, a decent people, a clean people and a thorough people. Meticulous. Very decent. Now, that's one witness about these organizations. And now we'll go to one that Pastor Bob always brings up. Here he is, Mr. William Casey, CIA director. Another CIA. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." Let me give you that one more time. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. How does that strike you, ladies and gentlemen? How does that strike you? Okay. I have a picture up on my site it has 40 questions about the Jews. And I had somebody write me several months ago, but I can only get to these things when I can get to them. And they suggested, why don't you answer these questions? And so I'll give it a go. But as I'm answering these questions, I suggest you participate with me. I want you to think. I want you to use logic. Okay, as you know, one of the fables of the Jews, which we are to disregard all the fables of the Jews, according to the Apostle Paul. Question number one. Have the Jews been a blessing to all nations? Now, I'll just give you a little pause and you think about that for a minute. Have the Jews been a blessing to all nations? Okay, and now I will answer this question to the best of my ability. Well, let's look at it this way. I believe the Jews have been kicked out of all the countries of Europe about 109 times. Sometimes those figures vary a little bit. Why were they kicked out of these nations? Were they kicked out because they were the chosen of God? Were they kicked out because they were a righteous people and a decent people and a goodly people? Well, if you look into it yourself, you'll find out they were kicked out of these countries for usury, which is forbidden by Yahweh. They were thrown out for just nasty things that they had done, whether it's poisoning wells, whether it's ripping off people, whether it's stealing people's lands, stealing people's businesses, stealing people's homes. And also, let's not forget about ritualistic child sacrifice of the true Israelite children. And yes, there's been many books on it. There's been many things to prove that it's true. I suggest that the question is no. And even if we didn't know that, all that other information, let's think if the Jews have been a blessing to all nations. Okay, we had America, was a wonderful country, the best country in the world. And in 1913, the Jews got their central bank in. They brought the ADL in to destroy Christianity. And they brought in an illegal tax system against the will of the people. Now, what has happened to the country since the Jews have done this? Has the country been blessed, or has the country gone downhill and no longer is the best nation in the world? We've spent more money on education than all the countries in the world combined. Are we the smartest people? No. They've brought all kinds of black and brown people into our country. Is the country better off for it? No. Have you viewed St. Louis or Baltimore lately? Or Detroit? Do you know how many of us are being killed by these blacks all around the nation right now? You probably don't know because you don't know about black-on-white crime. But I think it's very easy to tell you that they have admitted that they are for this immigration all over the world, and it's them that's doing it. Barbara Lerner Specter admitted it, and many more of these Jews have admitted it. Is it a blessing to Europe what's going on right now? Is Europe being blessed by Jews? It's a joke. Of course they're not being blessed. They're being cursed. So I think I've sufficiently answered that question. Question number two. Have the Jews been circumcised in the heart? Well, obviously not. They've only been circumcised in the flesh. And that has nothing to do with them, you see. That had to do with us Israelites. So, no, they have not been circumcised in the heart. They don't. They're living dead things. They don't have a conscience. Oh, yes, they can cry if you talk about the Holocaust. They can hoop and holler and show you feelings, but that doesn't mean they have a conscience. That doesn't mean they have the law of Yahweh inside of them. You see, because if they had the law of Yahweh inside of them, and this goes back to blessing all nations as well, they wouldn't promote homosexuality. They wouldn't promote transgenders against Yahweh's will. They wouldn't want to kick Yahweh out of the nation and his laws. They wouldn't put Noahide laws in, saying that if you believe in Jesus Christ and the Bible, then you are a criminal and you will be killed by guillotine. No, they don't. Okay, question number three. Do the Jews glorify Jesus Christ? Yes, do the Jews glorify Jesus Christ? Well, let me answer that for you. When the Pope comes over there, and he's not a Christian anyway, but when they come over there, he comes over there, they tell him that the cross, which represents Jesus Christ, where Jesus Christ died, it offends them. They're offended by Jesus Christ. So, they all claim that Jesus Christ was just a man, and that he is not God. They do not glorify Jesus Christ in any way whatsoever. They hate Jesus Christ. They are the Christ killers. They screamed for his death. They actually hate the name Yeshua. And as I told you before, these Jews say to the Christians, the so-called Christians, you know, the Judeo-Christians who think they're Christians, but they're really Jewish versions of Christians. Well, they say, let's not focus on what keeps us apart. Let's focus on what brings us together. Well, what keeps Jews and Christians apart? Jesus Christ. They hate Jesus Christ. So do the Jews glorify Jesus Christ? That's laughable. Though it's not funny. Number four. Do the Jews declare that Jesus is God? Obviously not. As a matter of fact, they claim that Jesus is a bastard and that Mary is a whore. And when they say bastard, they're trying to say he's like a mamzer, a race-mixed bastard. He has no father. And that he is in a cauldron of excrement, burning in hell for claiming that he was Yahweh in the flesh. Okay. Do the Jews, number five, do the Jews show forth the praises of Christ, God's Son? I mean, you know that they don't. I just told you, whoever put these questions together, these three go together, and they're all answered right away. No, they do not look at him as Christ. They say that they are their own Messiah. Number six, have the Jews carried the message of personal and national salvation to the ends of the earth? Have you, ladies and gentlemen, ever heard the Jews try to win you over to salvation or to help your nation to national salvation through Yeshua or Yahweh himself? Do they even glorify Yahweh? No, they're not interested in you. They call you animals. They use the black race and the other races against us because many of them are dragon seed and because many of them are also into voodoo and all kinds of freaky things. Devilish things. And they use these races against us. And may I mention to you that the Jews for the last thousands of years now have tried to portray themselves as white people. Okay? All of a sudden, now that they've turned all the other races against the woman, which is the woman Israel, which is the Caucasian people, these Jews have turned them all against us. Now they're teaching their children that they're not white. And it's true, they're not white. They're not Semitic. They're not, they are a race-mixed bunch of people. They are mamzers. They are bastards. They are mud people, even though they've mixed with some of our people. Only because they want to look like us. But now, this is all changing. Now that they've turned the rest of the people against us, what has happened is some of these Jews are getting killed because these other races don't know the difference between the Jews and us. So now they wish to portray themselves as a minority again. They're not white anymore, they're teaching their children. And they never were. Which ought to tell you a little secret about these people. They never have been white. When they were white was when it was Esau. And Esau race mixed. Race mixed himself and his lineage far out of existence long, long ago. So now they admit they're not white, but they always wanted to portray themselves as white. They came into our nations and acted white and tried to look white. They shaved their noses down, even though they came back later in life because Yahweh has these things in place. So no, they do not carry any message of personal salvation, or especially not national salvation, because number one, ladies and gentlemen, the Jews are internationalists. They're not nationalists. They don't understand the Aryan mind, as Hitler told you. See, we love our nations. And we are supposed to love our nations. We're not supposed to be in the UN. We're not, the Monroe Doctrine tells us that we're not supposed to be getting involved in anybody's else's business in any other nation in the world. We are nationalists. You know what they call nationalists now, what the Jew defines as a nationalist, because we're not internationalists and we don't agree with them. We're terrorists because we're nationalists. But we always have been nationalists. You understand? So suddenly now being a nationalist is being a terrorist. Suddenly now being white is being a terrorist. Suddenly now being white is being a white supremacist. Suddenly now reading the Bible is a crime. And you're a terrorist. Suddenly now if you wish to protect yourself and need a weapon for that protection, you are a terrorist. Suddenly now, if you don't trust the banks and you want to save your own money in your own home because you don't trust the bank, you're a terrorist. But that's not our definition. This is the Jews' definition. And why these people listen to these Jews is far beyond the scope of my imagination. Number 7, do the Jewish people have Yahweh's spirit in their hearts? And what I would mean by what that means to me, ladies and gentlemen, is do you have a conscience? Do you have Yahweh's laws written inside of you? Do you know the difference between good and evil, right and wrong? We can see that the blacks don't seem to have that kind of an understanding. They don't seem to know the difference between right and wrong. They don't seem to know the difference between good and evil. They certainly don't have Yahweh's spirit in their hearts, but these Jews are the same. See, if you knew and you knew about the Jews before they tried to portray themselves as us because they are expert chameleons, you would know that they are a very filthy and smelly people. They're just like these other races. They would pee in their houses on the floor. There would be bugs crawling up and down the walls, and they don't care. You don't know who the Jews are. No, they don't have Yahweh's spirit in their hearts. If they had Yahweh's spirit in their hearts, they wouldn't promote homosexuality. They would be obeying Yahweh's laws. They would be a blessing to the nations. They would be somebody that you wouldn't want to kick out of your nation. And so on and so on. Number 8. Was the New Covenant or New Testament written to Jews or Israelites? And what is the difference between the two? No, the New Covenant and the Old Covenant are actually the same thing. They're one book. It just means New Testament. The new one was a written testament, which is the Old Testament, which is the history of the Adamic race, who are the Israelites, who are the covenant people. You see, there's only one family that Yahweh dealt with through all the time, all this time, and even up until now. The covenant is not gone. So the Old Testament was the written, and the New Testament is the oral. That means as we study the written, and we expound upon the written, and come to an understanding and teach it, Jews are Edomites. The Edomites and the Israelites have always been enemies. If you look back in biblical times, you will find out that this is true. That the Edomites have caused all kinds of problems for the Israelites. Who are the Edomites? I told you that Esau was Jacob's brother. He did not follow Yahweh's laws. He wasn't interested in anything but hunting, just like Nimrod was. And he did not obey the laws of not race mixing. His mother knew those laws. His dad, Isaac, knew those laws too. And they strictly warned both of them, Jacob, who became Israel, and Esau, not to race mix. Yahweh had gone through a lot of trouble bringing our race from when it started with Adam. We were not the first race on the earth. There were other races on the earth before us. But no other race on the earth could do what Yahweh needed to be done. So he created an offspring of his own self, the Adamic race, who are the Caucasian people, who are the seed of Abraham, whom had the covenant with Yahweh. And then you have Isaac, who is the son of Abraham, who also has the covenant. And then you have the son of Isaac, who is Jacob, who has the covenant. And Yahweh himself changed Jacob's name to Israel. And Israel had 12 sons that became the 12 tribes of Israel. Not one of these Israelites were Jews. And no Jews can be Israelites. So therefore, that's the difference between the two. I can just quickly say, as most people have heard this said before, is in the same way as the Jews have penetrated our government these days, they penetrated the priesthood, and it was done in the time of Yeshua by Herod the Edomite. He killed off the last relatives of Aaron, who were qualified for the priesthood, and he filled up the priesthood with Edomite Jews. Same thing as what's going on in our government in America. Now, they lived with us because they've always followed us around wherever we go. They followed us here to America. They've penetrated our government. They're dual citizens. You can't be a dual citizen. It's illegal. But they call themselves Jewish Americans or Americans. However, they're not Americans at all. Only Israelites are Americans. And in the same way as in Yeshua's time, they lived in Judea. But they weren't Judeans, but they called themselves Judeans, like they call themselves Americans. But they're not Americans, and they're not Judeans. So, this is where much of the confusion comes in answering all questions about the Bible, is that there is a difference between Jews and Israelites. Jews are not part of the tribes of Israel in any form or fashion. No, they are not of the tribe of Judah. No, they are not Judeans. They lived among us in Judah, but they were not Judeans, and they were not Israelites. And may Yahweh clarify that in your mind, dear listener. May he make you understand the difference between Jews and Israelites. Jews, okay? Number one, it is said in the Jewish Encyclopedia that Edom, the Edomites, is in modern Jewry. Now, this is a self-admission in their own encyclopedia. They are not Israelites. I told you that Edomites have always been the enemies of the Israelites. Look in the book of Obadiah and see what's going to happen to the Edomites, what Yahweh says. Look in Malachi 1 where he says, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. Esau went to Edom. Edom means red. They are cursed by Yahweh. They are hated by Yahweh. Jews are hated. When you pay attention to what Yeshua says about the Jews, all through the New Testament, he never says anything good about Jews. He said all bad things about them. So that answers that question. Number nine. Are the Jews the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Well, I just explained most of that. But number two, Yeshua himself said in the New Testament to the Jews, ye are not my sheep. My sheep know my voice, and I am known of them. My sheep know my voice and follow me. Ye know not my voice or understand my speech, because ye are not my sheep. Speaking to the Jews. Oh, yes, it is there. Believe me, it's there. All you have to do is pay attention to what you're reading. You're not going to hear your pastor read any of this to you. You're going to have to search this out for yourself. You better prove me wrong. But I guarantee you will not prove me wrong. Why did he only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Because those are the covenant people. Those are the seed of Israel, the seed of Jacob, the seed of Isaac, the seed of Abraham. The covenant people. The people that weren't here in the beginning when the other races were here. Do you understand? Number 10. Are the Jews the children of Yahweh? Scattered abroad. Well, if you know anything about two seed line, you will know, and if you know about the wheat and the tares, you know about Jacob and Esau, you know about Cain and Abel, and if you know about Genesis 3:15, you will know that Yahweh, when he was judging the serpent and Adam and Eve, he told the serpent that his seed or offspring would be at enmity with her offspring, meaning Eve's offspring. So yes, the devil has literal offspring, just as Yahweh has literal offspring. Yes, Yahweh made the Adamic race in his image. And he told the angels to worship the image of God, which they did. However, Halel, who is known as Lucifer, said that he would not worship the image of God, that this image of God, this Adam and Eve, were newer creatures than him. He was older than them, therefore, he said they should worship him. And he got a third of the angels in heaven to back him up on that. And he, out of his own mouth, he said he was hurled out of heaven by Michael, the prince of space. Michael the archangel. So, are the Jews the children of Yahweh? No, they're the children of Halel. They're the children of the devil. They are the offspring of the devil. They are known, as we said the other day, I believe it's Matthew 23. He said, ye generation of vipers. That word generation is genia, offspring. Race, genia, you generation of vipers, snakes. Who was in the garden? Who? His children have always been known as the children of the snake. And I've already proven that several times on my shows. So therefore, you have that question answered. No, the Jews are not the children of Yahweh. They hate Yahweh vehemently, and they do everything they can to disobey his laws and disobey his wishes. Yahweh, I'll give you an example. Yahweh goes by the man when we speak of the generations. You know, Adam begat Seth, and Seth begat, and so on, and so on, and so on. So Yahweh goes by the man, because that's the seed. Well, the Jews go by whether your mother is a Jewess or not. Your dad can be anything, as long as your mother is, they go by the mother, because they don't want you to know that their dad is a devil. Or is the devil. They have admitted, though, that their god is Lucifer, which is Halel. So therefore, no, they are not the children of Yahweh. If you are pure white and you are the seed of Israel, the true Israel, you are the children of Yahweh. Are the Jews servants of Yahweh? Well, it's a very stupid question, because they do not serve him in any manner or in any way. I just told you that they go out of their way to do exactly what he does not wish done. For instance, if they're behind immigration, bringing all these people into our nations, well, Yahweh forbids it. Yahweh says that we are to be a separate people and we are to live by ourselves. Now, they race mix with all the nations of the earth. They mix with blacks. They mix with anybody. Most of these mestizos are Jews. So they're not a pure people. Yahweh said that we are to keep our bloodlines pure. These Jews are promoting impurity and race mixing. So let me ask you, are these Jews the servants of Yahweh? Case closed. Next question. Are the Jews a holy nation and people? Well, number one, the Jews have never had a nation of their own. One of the qualifications of Abraham, one of the things Yahweh promised him, was that he would be a company of nations, that they would be a seafaring people, that they would be a blessing to all nations, which we qualify for, but the Jews do not. No, they have never had a nation of their own. And as I repeat myself over and over and over again, let me make this very clear to you right now. That nation over there cannot fit the true Israel back in that nation. Yahweh cursed that place until his return. Okay? That place wouldn't fit all of us Israelites. However, these Jews are pretending they are the Israelites. Let me ask you, are they a holy nation? They happen to be known as the gay capital of Tel Aviv is known as the gay capital of the world. But one little problem we have with this little nation over there, one, is they don't even have the whole nation. They stole this nation. It's not theirs. Yahweh did not give it to them. Yahweh is not blessing them in it. As a matter of fact, this will be the 68th year, and they still do not occupy that full nation. So they don't qualify as having a nation, and they can't be a holy nation if they're a homosexual capital of the world. And if they lie to you and say that they are not a race-mixed people when they really are, they're liars, would you say that the holy people would be liars? Would you say holy people would disobey Yahweh's laws? Would you say holy people would have the gay capital of the world? Now, some of their so-called leaders aren't even pretending to be Christian. Some of them are Buddhists. So would you say that that would be a Christian nation if they were Buddhists and their leader was a Buddhist? No, the Jews are not a holy nation. And not a holy people. I mean, that's about as obvious as it could be. Number 17. Oh, excuse me, we're missing some here. My goodness. Well, whatever. Let's just move on with the questions that I have, because it'll certainly take us through to the end. We won't even count them. There's a few questions missing because they couldn't fit in the picture. I'm just shocked. Are the Jews called the children of the living God? Well, we already answered that question. Do the Jews admit they are not Yahweh's people? Well, yes, some of these Jews do, as I've told you. They claim that they, in their books, that they are a parasitic people and that they subsist on other nations. They also claim that Lucifer is their god, some of them. So a few people might admit that they are not Yahweh's people. Do the Jews have all of Yahweh's word? Well, number one, they say that they go by the first five books of the Bible, and the rest of it they're not interested in. So that answer is quite easy to answer. No, they don't have Yahweh's word. No, Moses was not a Jew. Adam was not a Jew. Eve was not a Jew. Isaiah was not a Jew. David was not a Jew. No, no, no. Noah was not a Jew. And no, they only use those five books as a pretense. They're more interested in their so-called holy book called the Talmud, which are the traditions of men. A very perverted traditions of men. You know, like having sex with three-year-old girls and having sex with your own children and so on and so forth. I mean, they are a disgusting people, and their so-called holy book is anything but holy. I'd like to see somebody shoot some holes in it, and then it could be a holy book. Unbelievable. Are the Jews a great and mighty nation? I just answered that question. No, they've never had a nation of their own. And Yahweh, the more they try to have that little nation over there, the more they kick against the pricks. They will not have that nation for their own. They want the world for their own. They want a new world order. They want the universe for their own. They want to kill Yahweh and have everything for their own. But still, they can't even have that little nation, which is telling you something, that you can see that Yahweh is in control here. Do the Jews possess the gates of their enemies? Well, up until the time of Jacob's trouble, they were kept behind gates, locked gates in ghettos. They are in control of our country in many ways, but this is not their country either. So no, the answer is no. They don't have any countries of their own. Yes, our Shabbos Goy military race traders are their slaves and are paid by them to go out and destroy people and nations, to force democracy down their throats, and to force a central bank in there so they can control the people like they control us through usury. But these still aren't their countries. Are the Jews a company of nations? Well, if they haven't got one nation, they certainly can't be a company of nations. Are the Jews above all people in moral excellence? Should I answer it? Was not America a place of moral excellence? And Europe a place of moral excellence compared to what it is now that the Jews have come in? Now, this is one of the things Ben Franklin was warning before when they were creating the government, the republic. George Washington and he himself warned us to keep the Jews out of this country, because what they'll do is they'll bring down the morals of the nation and they will steal everything and we will not be able to keep our government. They will make sure that They will usurp the government, as they had many times before in other countries. And they will have your children living out in the street while they're in the counting houses, rubbing their hands, which is exactly what happened. Ben Franklin was right. And when that woman asked him, "Sir, what kind of a government did you give us?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." What he was saying there was, yes, we gave you a republic, but I doubt you'll be able to keep it because they didn't listen to me when I told them to keep the Jews out of this country. They wanted to keep Jews and lawyers out, which is now almost one and the same anyway. So he knew what was going to happen. And that's the very reason they put the Second Amendment in, because they knew this federal government was going to overstep its boundaries and try to force the states under its will, which it has done and is continuing to try to do, and it is done illegally, and it is done against the will of the people. And you can see that when a country is Jewish run, that the moral excellence of the nation has dwindled seriously. There is practically no moral excellence in our nation whatsoever. As a matter of fact, now evil is given a promotion and good is put in jail. Are the Jews today called through Isaac? Well, I already answered that question. No, 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 and finally, no. They're a race-mixed people, and they were absorbed a long time ago. So, no. Have the Jews ever lost their identity? No, they've always been known as who they are. Jew is a relatively new word, probably as of the 1700s, because of the letter J. But they've always been known as scoundrels. They've always been known as carpetbaggers and all that kind of stuff. They've always been the merchants. They were the ones in the temple that Yeshua beat. And they are the merchants of today. So no, they've been the same yesterday and today. Only their newest scam is they're pretending to be us, just as their so-called father lowercase f, the devil, he is a masquerader of light. Well, these children of his are all also masqueraders of the children of light. They're not God's chosen people in any form or fashion. God says that he hates Edom. And God says what he's going to do. Yahweh tells you what he's going to do to Edom. They're going to have their Holocaust that they so richly deserve. Who has lost their identity, though? We have. We have forgotten that we are the people of Yahweh. We have forgotten that we are the true Israelites. We are called by a new name, yes. That's one of the questions coming up. We are now called Christians. However, it's not a very comfortable name when you see what a definition of a Christian is in light of today. So let's go on. That is the next one. Have the Jews ever been called by a new name? Well, Jews is a new name. But We are the ones called by the new name, as I had told you. Jews are Edomites. There are those who have joined them. You see, anybody can become a Jew because you saw Sammy Davis Jr. become a Jew, right? So people have joined them throughout the years. And Sammy Davis Jr. knows who their God is because we saw him standing next to Anton LaVey from the Church of Satan. Correct? Just as we've seen John Kerry smiling and looking down upon Anton LaVey, who is also a Jew, by the way. Or was a Jew. He's dead now. Okay, next question, ladies and gentlemen. Let me take a little sip here. I think I'll have some lemonade. Limeade, excuse me. Very good, though. Okay. Are the major heathen nations aligned against the Jews alone? Well, we know that the Middle East knows who the Jews are and have always hated the Jews. But the Jews knew how to, they've always planned on this Third World War where the so-called Christians would go against the Muslims because they hate the Muslims and they hate the Christians. So what they did was they sent our Shabazz Goy race traitor military in there to destroy these people's lives, to tear up their homes, to kill their children, to kill their trees, to kill everything to do with their culture, to bomb their mosques, to do all kinds of dirty, filthy, rotten deeds, so that now these people have a good hatred for us. They have also worked on the blacks for centuries now, telling the blacks and all the other minorities that we have done them wrong, that we have destroyed them, that we have held them back, that we have stolen their technology, which is a joke. I mean, it's just completely ridiculous. So all the major heathen nations are against, not the Jews, they're helping the Jews. They're against the true Israel of the Bible. They're coming into the white nations now who are the seed of Jacob, and they're surrounding us. They're flooding our nations and surrounding us. And now the Jews no longer want to pretend they're white, as I said, and now they're pretending they're a minority. So they've got all the other races, except for maybe like Japan, and they've got all these races turned against us, and they're aligned against us and want to wipe us off the planet. They all have the same purpose. So that answers that question. Are the modern day Jews described as a great lion? No, there's nothing great about these people, except that they have been able to acquire a great amount of wealth through deception. When you can print money out of thin air, you can buy anything on the planet practically. And they have done so. By getting these central banks in and by making it so they could never be audited, they were able to create money out of thin air. This is a crime, and this is a super advantage because they wanted to own all of the major newspapers, and they wanted to own Hollywood, and they wanted to own politicians, etc., etc., etc. And what they did was they just printed up the money and went and bought all those institutions and put it on America's tab. So when you saw Yeshua go up onto the rooftop with the devil, Hillel, and Hillel says, if you will just bow down and worship me, I will give thee all the kingdoms of this world, which I wouldn't waste any time with any more than Yeshua did. I'm not interested in his kingdoms. He can keep his kingdoms. So Yeshua, of course, wouldn't fall for something that stupid. And so he gave them to his children, his literal offspring, when the time came that he could get them out of the ghettos. So there's nothing great about this people. They can't even, their military is not great. Their military is useless. Couldn't even beat the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders in a fight. And they're, it's taken them 68 years and they still don't have one little tiny plot of land over there. They don't have the full amount of it. They can't have the full land. Would you call that a great people or a great lion? Okay, case closed. Did the Jews deliver Jerusalem from the power of the heathen? No. Just answer that again. Have the Jews been foremost in ending slavery? Well, they would like to make you think they have been. They would say to you, well, we, through the 14th Amendment, freed the Negroes. But in reality, their Babylonian money system has us all in slavery in all of our countries today. So, no, the question should be, have the Jews been foremost in promoting slavery? And that would be yes, not ending it. Have the Jews been great colonizers? Well, the Jews are not Hebrews, and the definition of the word Hebrew is colonizer. We Israelites, the true Israelites, the Caucasian people, the Adamic race, have always been the colonizers. We have been the company of nations. We have been the seafaring people, etc., etc., etc. We qualify when it comes to who the true Israel of the Bible is. Whereas the Jews don't qualify in any form or fashion. They don't qualify for even one aspect of who the true Israel is. Do the Jews remember that Obama said he hates the colonizers? See, that was a key word. He knows that the Hebrews are the colonizers. He's not talking about Jews. He's talking about the Adamic people. You know how our founding fathers in England and France, they all had colonies. We are colonizers, and we were blessings to all those colonies. We were a blessing to all the peoples in those colonies. We are the Hebrews. The Jews are not Hebrews. So when Obama said he hates the colonizers, he was telling you plain out he hates white people, and he does. And don't forget, his boyfriend, Michael, who he claims is his wife, wrote a paper in college describing how she hates white people, the colonizers. Okay. Do the Jews recognize Jesus as Messiah? I think you can answer that, dear listener. No, they recognize the Jewish people as themselves as their as the Messiah. No, They hate Jesus Christ. If they had recognized him as Messiah, the world would have been a different place. They hate him. Like I told you, when the Pope goes over there, he bows down and kisses their rings and everything else. They tell him that the cross offends them, and he covers the cross. Does your pastor teach that the Jews are all of Israel? Well, you can answer that for yourself. But I just told you who Israel is, and I just told you who Israel ain't, to put it in a rude fashion or crude fashion. Okay, next question. Do you honestly know what the Bible teaches about the Jews and Israel? Well, obviously, if you're staying in these Babylonian institutions, if you're going to remain in a Judeo-Christian church and believe that Jesus was a Jew and believe that the Jews are God's chosen people, then the question is, the answer is that you honestly don't know what the Bible teaches about the Jews and Israel. I just told you a lot about what the Bible teaches. I suggest you prove me wrong. Try to prove me wrong. I know how much it means to you to be right. But you know what? You can't prove me wrong. Because the truth is the truth. And once you know it, you will not be able to remain in those churches. You will not be able to remain with your head in the sand. You will have to take responsibility. And you will have to get off the fence, finally, and pick the side that you wish to be on. Right now, you're on the loser's side. You're on the side that's going to be bundled and burned. Either you were deceived to be on that side, or you just want to be on that side. You like your ears to be tickled. What I suggest is you best start seeking the truth so that the truth can set you free. And once you find that truth, you'll be very happy to know that you are the covenant people of Yahweh. And that you are the true Israel of the Bible, if you are who I am speaking to. I am not speaking to blacks. I am not speaking to Chinese. I am not speaking to anybody but the Adamic race, because Yahweh has only made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who became Israel, and his posterity. Next question. What do you really know about the Jews and what they believe? Now, do you know that the Talmud has two different versions? Just as the Jews have two different faces, they treat you with a lot of smiling and a lot of I'm a good person type of manners. But when they're amongst themselves, it's a different thing altogether. Well, they also have a version of the Talmud that is a watered-down version that they made for you to see. But there's also the real version of the Talmud, which they do not wish you to see at all. Therefore, you already know they don't believe in Jesus Christ. You already know that they hate Yahweh. You already know that they don't obey Yahweh's laws and view their own Talmud as the holy book. And you also know, because I've told you, that they believe that Yahweh has to ask the rabbis for advice. Now, you know that that's nonsense. I suggest you find out what they believe. I did a show on this, several shows, and they're called The Facts of the Miscreants. The Facts of the Miscreants. I think it's maybe a five-part show, I think, something like that. That'll tell you a lot of what they believe. I suggest you listen to those shows and listen very closely, and you will have an idea what is really in the minds of these people. They have a saying that says, smile to win. I suggest you think on that. Next question. Are the Jews a mighty seafaring people? I think you know that that's, though they controlled the slave ships and they've used shipping and lately bought some shipping, they never created the boats. They didn't have any nations to be seafaring people. So no, they are not a seafaring people. We ran the ships as the visible and took the ships back and forth, and they were the invisible behind that paid the man to run, the captain to run the ship. So the captain looks like he's the slave owner, and nobody knows about the Jew in the background. Of course, that's all been revealed anyway now. So even Farrakhan knows about that. Though he still wants to kill white people, which I don't understand. Okay. Do the Jews obey Yahweh and his laws? We already know that's no, 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 no. Do the Jews add to Yahweh's laws, which is forbidden? Well, the answer is yes. Not only is the Talmud a book of laws and the traditions of men, these are the laws that they've added, but to our law books, look at things like hate crime laws. Do you think Yahweh wanted that? No. Rights for homosexuality, do you think Yahweh wanted those laws? No. Yes, they have added to Yahweh's laws, which is forbidden. They've also taken away from his law, which is forbidden. Yes, 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 that's true. And as I've answered already, do the Jews encourage race mixing when Yahweh strictly forbids it? Well, we already know that Yahweh forbids race mixing, and I've already answered to you that the Jews have admittedly told you that they are responsible for all this immigration into our countries. Let me ask you a question. I don't have television, but I've heard several times recently that race mixing is promoted in all the commercials and all kinds of things, television shows and all kinds of things, movies. Who owns those television stations, dear listener? Who owns the movie? Who owns Hollywood and runs Hollywood? Who is doing all this promoting of race mixing? Who is writing the white man out of the picture of the world? Who is doing that? The feminist even hates her own men. So she helps to write out the white man out of the picture. She hates her own race. The Jews hate us, and the blacks hate us, and the Mexicans hate us, and the Pakis hate, etc., etc., etc. Japan not included. So I think the question is answered. Yes, the Jews encourage race mixing when Yahweh strictly forbids it. And the two questions ago, do the Jews obey Yahweh and his laws? Well, obviously no. If he strictly forbids race mixing and they promote it, they're not obeying his laws. If he strictly tells you not to eat pig, and the Jews promote it in all the restaurants all over the world, even though they don't own every restaurant, well, they don't obey Yahweh's laws, no. And they're encouraging you to disobey Yahweh's laws. Very, very simple to answer questions. I hope that you got something out of today's show. Even if no one is listening now as they're eating their pig, maybe you'll hear this later or tomorrow or next week or whatever. Maybe you will not like what you hear. Maybe I don't tickle your ears. Maybe I offend you. But I don't worry about that. I must speak what must be spoken, and that is the truth. You either hear the truth and respond to it, or hear it and be angry and walk away and put your head in the sand. It is all, the ball is now in your court. I suggest you hear the truth. If any man have an ear, let him listen. I suggest you obey Yahweh. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.